Text verse is from Matthew 5 verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. And that's our topic as well. Blessed are the peacemakers. Beloved in our Lord Jesus Christ, this evening is the last sermon about the things the Lord hates, as we are taught in Proverbs 6 verse 16 to 19. This evening, the seventh thing the Lord hates is one who sows discord among brothers. In his commentary on Proverbs, Raymond Ortlund observes that the numerical ladder in biblical poetry, an example, there are six things the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to him. It's a device, a literary device designed to highlight the last of the things listed. And the six things the Lord listed built up to the seventh thing. In this instance, Solomon's entire list has been building to this point. The thing that God hates the most is one who sows discord among brothers. Why is that? Since it's good and pleasant when brothers dwell in unity. Psalm 133 verse 1. There's something particularly evil about the one who sows discord or dissension among brothers. Something evil about someone who disrupts unity in a congregation through disunity. And so the Apostle James wrote as well in chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. And then he concludes, you do not have because you do not ask. Also, in the word in Numbers 16, we read of a people with their own fire or doctrine that brought dissension among the assembly of Israel. It was Korah, the protester, a gang leader, a terrorist, together with Dathan and Abiram. They led 250 rebels against Moses and Aaron in revolt. These leaders had a terrible history. You can read about that in Numbers 16. How they wanted to destroy God's holy decree with a rebellion. They were protesting against the priests, an altar and a sacred fire. And they've brought their own fire before the Lord. In short, we can say they were out to destroy the church with a strange, unholy fire, to destroy God's service. They were wicked in all respects, so that Korah's name was called in the same respect with other people like Cain and the letter of Jude in the New Testament, the murderer. And the Lord destroyed him with a plague, and 14,700 died together with Korah. Discord or disagreement is the opposite of unity and what God planned for his people. Unity is essential because the church is the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 27. And a body cannot be in this unity or this harmony with itself. If this unity occurs, think of a marriage. It essentially ceases to be a body and becomes a disjointed group of individuals. And so Jesus' plan for his church is to be unified in faith. Through the Holy Spirit, we experience the miracle that people can still come together as God's church in this year, 2022, still recognize Jesus as their Lord, their God. Be part of God's congregation. Be unified in faith. Be unified around God's word. And to share his gifts in our building of the whole congregation. And so the Bible teaches that unity is pleasant. But discord is an abomination. Something the Lord hates. God hates discord because it violates the unity of his church. And that's what Jesus prayed for in John 17, the high priestly prayer for the church. And note carefully that Solomon speaks of one who sows discord. To sow means to plant seed. And a sower does not sow accidentally, but carefully plans where and how he will sow to reap the maximum reward. And he carefully plans what he will sow in order to reap precisely what he wishes to reap. And similarly, the one who sows discord carefully chooses his circumstances and his victim. And his intention is deliberate to produce discord. Jesus explained that with the parable of the sower in Matthew 13. And he also explained in verses 37 to 38, the one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, Jesus Christ himself. And the field is the world, and the good seed is the sons of the kingdom. But the weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The one who sows discord is the devil himself. And God hates discord. And according to our text in Proverbs, he hates those who sow discord. And if we do not want to be counted among those whom the Lord hates, we must do all that we can to avoid sowing discord. How should we do that? Then our Lord Jesus Christ is telling us exactly in Matthew 5, what we should be. That we should be the opposite of someone who sows discord. And that's a peacemaker. One who follows in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so the question this evening, brothers and sisters, are you a peacemaker? I've heard more times than I can count how people say, I will forgive, but I will never forget. More than people who say it's forgiven and forgotten, which is through the Lord's grace alone. I've seen this with children who don't want to apologize. This is part of our nature. To win the argument, not turn the other cheek. And how many friendships were not ruined and many marriages were not shattered because of our inability to apologize, to forgive, and to be a peacemaker. What is the reason why we act like this? We are self-righteous because of sin. We are all born in sin. And although we want to do right, sin is always with us. Everything we do, even in our good works, so that Isaiah 64, we confess, we have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and all our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. And so the Lord instructs us to be a peacemaker, and he tells us that he hates discord or disunity, and that we need to be peacemakers in Christ, so that Jesus can be evident through our lives, so that the gospel of peace can be proclaimed through our lives. And if I understand that I'm a sinner, I will also understand that I can't be always right. And because I know my sinful heart, and I know that I am inclined to sin, I need to be a peacemaker. And I need to make things right with those I called brother and sister, husband and wife, father and child, mother and children. And when Paul wrote a book of Romans, he also stated that he was having a constant struggle in attempting to live properly and in peace with his neighbor. He wanted to live righteously before God, before Christ, and even before the church, show goodness and honesty before the world. He stated that this was his primary desire, but he could not succeed. Why? Romans 7 verse 19. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want, I keep on doing. Blessed are the peacemakers, Jesus said in our text verse. Why should we be peacemakers? We should be peacemakers because we are citizens of the kingdom of God, not of this world. And we should follow our Prince of Peace's example, and not the one who sows discord, Satan. What did Jesus do as the ultimate peacemaker? Jesus restored a relationship that sin destroyed. And in Jesus, we have true peace because with his suffering on earth, he saved us from eternal damnation, darkness, the shadow of death. And with Jesus' resurrection, he conquered death and lasting peace for God's children. And that's the true peace of Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. True peace and true unity is to give glory and praise to God in everything we do and say. Even if you are facing death, to give glory to the Lord, because you know that because of Jesus and you are alive in Jesus, you cannot die. Peace is the knowledge and assurance that despite sickness and death, you are already a conqueror in Jesus. And we can know that Jesus will never expect from us what we can't, what he did not do himself. And so he instructs us, brothers and sisters, to be peacemakers, to be the least, to wash feet. And so the words of Jesus in Matthew 5 took place in a Sermon on the Mount. The Beatitudes was the first appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, where he taught people about the kingdom of heaven to come, and that people should turn to the Lord and repent. The light of the coming of the kingdom of God and the salvation in Jesus, the Beatitude should be understood. Also, this call to be peacemakers. In our passage is a call to repentance by our Lord Jesus himself to act first in the reconciliation process to restore unity. And when Jesus began to talk about the kingdom of God, he first wanted to tell who its citizens were. And the people stood somewhat lower on the mountain so that they could see and hear him. Like every other kingdom, this kingdom too has its own citizens. And the citizens of this kingdom are those who submit in faith to the Lord's grace. Those who do not trust in their own wisdom and virtues, but depend on the grace of the Lord. And citizens of this kingdom, Jesus declared, are sons of God. They are the peacemakers. There was once hostility between God and us, but God made peace by giving Christ as reconciliation for our sins. And now believers want to be and live as children of the Father and share in his heavenly gifts. And therefore, they also make peace because their Savior did. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. We sometimes think peacemakers are the weak ones. Jesus said, they are blessed. They're not weak, but they are blessed and strong because they realize they have nothing and they need the Lord's grace and strength daily to make peace, to be more obedient to the Lord and to act in love. No one is as strong as the one who looks for peace. No one is as strong as the one who can turn the other cheek. Peacemakers are strong, wise, know when not to say something because of the sake of peace. Peacemakers pray, let our kingdom come. And they act as citizens of the kingdom in this world. In their deepest soul, Jesus tells, they are mourning. They are grieving over their sin, knowing in humbleness that their life does not answer to God's will. But God comforts them, shows them that they are His children, that they are forgiven in Jesus. Their life is restored in Jesus. Their hunger for peace and reconciliation in their relationship with God and also their neighbor. Peacemakers know their own sin. They also know the despair in this world for peace. Also the vast difference between them and God. Yet their souls yearn for the peace in our Lord Jesus Christ. Daily they pray the perfect prayer, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Their relationship with the Lord, they are pure from heart and sincere in their service to the Lord. They have the greatest joy in Jesus because they have peace in Him. They are above reproach, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable. They want to imitate the Prince of Peace, Jesus, in their life. They are gentle in their outward life and dealings with people. They are compassionate, not arrogant, and take those that have drifted from the Lord in their care. They're willing to be the least if they are oppressed in dealing with people. And they find joy in the Lord despite difficult circumstances, illness, death, persecution, and sorrow. And God bless them. They can do this through His Spirit and because they have found the true peace in Jesus. Peacemakers are willing to turn the other cheek for the sake of a relationship because they love unity. For the sake of their brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers, therefore they are called children of God. Because of their love, they are persecuted sometimes, ridiculed sometimes, but they are not rebellious because they hope and trust in the Lord. Peacemakers are waiting on the Lord. Know that the Lord will set all things right. They wait and the Lord will judge. Now Jesus, the heavenly King, to return as judge. The question this evening, how can we become peacemakers? Only in deep repentance, where our heart is changed, where God changes us from someone that sows discord to be a peacemaker. And so the Lord is bringing us from death to life, from the darkness to light, through Jesus Christ. Unlike our sinful nature, that always want to be recognized, always want to be correct, and the Spirit leads us into truth in Jesus to be a seeker of peace. Beloved, with our life as peacemakers, we must be willing to say, my life will be a token of gratitude to the Lord. And we will be prepared to make peace at expense of ourselves so that God can be glorified. With our lives, we are prepared to live in the peace of Christ. Proclaim Him alone. And peacemakers are called the children of God. They live in unity. And they love the unity of Christ. God wants to be our Father. And we can be His children through Jesus Christ our Lord. And He comes to us with His Word. He speaks to us through His Spirit. It tells us who he is, what he has done, what he hates. And he hates this court. He hates this unity. He wants us to be peacemakers. He also reveals what he wants to be for us. He declares and explains his works, make clear that in all things, God works the good for those who love him. And he encourages us to be a peacemaker, shows us the right way and to act in the same way as Jesus. And when we do this, and when we walk in the footsteps of Jesus, we develop an attitude of humility, service towards others. Philippians 2, verse 1 to 11. And we look to the interests of others rather than our own interests. And we will therefore be peacemakers rather than destroyers of unity. Beloved, someone close to you might be struggling today. Maybe in their marriage. Maybe in their relationship with parents, children, in-laws. Maybe they are in a conflict. Sometimes they are struggling with the sin of sowing discord. In situations like these, we often lose hope, but never God. In the midst of even the worst of conflicts, God is there. And he encourages us to follow the path of peace and to walk in the footsteps of the Prince of Peace. And he's saying to us, blessed are the peacemakers. The peacemakers will share in Jesus for all eternity, will receive his peace in all eternity. Blessed are we who believe and trust in our Lord Jesus Christ and repent daily from seeking discord. Blessed are those who listen to his word and know there's forgiveness in Jesus. Blessed are those who are willing to turn the other cheek for the sake of peace, because we are children of God. Amen.